I'd still love to have a number of players here. Betts is the most classical one because he's a goal kicker. But, you know, Stephen Trigg assured us when he arrived, you don't take it too personally. He said, we, being Adelaide, had him stitched up 18 months out.
Stitched up 18 months out. Now, that, you know, you can use that throwaway term, Ox, after hearing a number of things. Ned Guy is Eddie Betts' manager, and we've got him on the program just to say hello to him. G'day, Ned. Thanks for your time.
Evening, Marco. Ox.
Ned, you were pretty quick today getting on Twitter and saying that it was absolutely 100% incorrect. Now, when you heard about what was said today, Mick Malthouse talking to the Morning Glory, what initially went straight through your mind?
It was an interesting interview, that's for sure. I think everyone thought that. I wanted to get on the front foot there because that was incorrect. Now, you put that down to, I think Stephen Trigg sort of put it down to a misunderstanding or miscommunication, and I presumed it was going to be something like that because, I mean, obviously being involved with it, I know that it just wasn't true at all.
So, Ned, just so we get this record straight, you would have spoken to many clubs, Eddie Betts and all other players. When did you speak to the Adelaide Football Club about the possibility of Eddie Betts being in Adelaide colours?
We always go through sort of players out of contract. And probably sort of, without going into too in-depth, we grew some legs probably halfway through the year. One meeting in particular that I think of was in June. So that's probably when it started to really grow legs, and that was in 2013.
That's what we're getting off our SMS machine, Ned. It seems like every Carlton supporter knew that Eddie Betts was gone midway through the season.
That was probably when they upped their interest, so that's not when it was done.
I understand that, but most Carlton people thought Eddie was gone midway through the season.
Yeah, it's interesting people think that. We're in constant dialogue with Carlton throughout the time. And Eddie actually hadn't made his decision until after the season. I think it was still obviously a few different offers. It was pretty well documented back then, but he certainly hadn't made his mind up until post the 2013 season.
Were Carlton a fair way off with their offer compared to that of Adelaide?
Oh, probably reluctant to go into it, but I think we did sort of touch on it back then that there was a bit of a
difference,
disparity between the two offers, that's for sure.
Was Mick Malthouse one of the reasons that Eddie decided to leave?
No, not at all.
Do you think they made an offer to where Eddie would want to leave the Carlton Football Club? That you think they offered you the sort of offer that would get Eddie to leave?
I don't think though. Are you suggesting they sort of made an offer to move him?
Yeah,
what you're asking.
Yeah, an offer there where Eddie would go. Listen, I can go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think they sort of had him where they thought he sort of sat in the scheme of things, and we disagreed, and other clubs disagreed as well, and that's probably how it eventuated. But I don't think there was anything untoward from the club. That's for sure.
If Carlton had have offered the same money as Adelaide Crows, would Eddie Betts be playing with a Carlton football jumper on right now?
I'm not sure I want to sort of work in hypotheticals, but it would have been something to think about, that's for sure. I'm not saying he would have, but it's certainly something to think of.
Good on you, Ned. Thanks for jumping on the phone. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ned.
No worries.
Ned Guy there, Eddie Betts' manager.